Okay, so since Yom Yerushalayim is coming up tomorrow night, I thought for this Tehillim series that I'm dropping in on, that Kuf Chaf Beis would be a fantastic parak for us to learn. Rabbi Lichtman sent me the whole list of prakim that have been learned this year, and I had to went over it two or three times. Like, that's a long list, but no, Kuf Chaf Beis is not on it. So that's the one that we're going to do. It's one of three prakim in Tehillim which really focus on Yerushalayim. And the end of it is a song. So in general, I have a bit of a rant when people call something famous. You know, there's a famous Gemara, there's a famous Rashi, there's a famous Mari al Bu. Like, when someone says something is famous, it just means that they know it. So if they know it, it's famous, right? But the one exception to that rule is if something is a song, then you can safely say it's famous. Because people shouldn't, you know, the songs are popular. So the end of Tehillim Kuf Chaf Beis, L'man Achai V'Re'aya Dabra Na Shalom Bach, L'an Beis Hashem Elokeinu V'Aksha Tov Lach.
You could sing it first.
I could, but it's being recorded. Yeah. So this is one of the prakim about Tehillim, about Yerushalayim, and I thought we would learn it together. The way we'll structure the shiur, first we'll just look at the parak itself, then we'll go through some of the psukim of the Mefarshim, and then we'll take a step back, look at the overall structure of the parak, and how that feeds into the key idea that the parak wants us to get about Yerushalayim, and I thought we should have coming into the celebration tomorrow night. Okay.
I hope you're all coming to Mizrahi. I hope so. I need a ride.
I'm working.
I know.
Exactly. All right, so the parak begins, Shir Hamalos LeDavid. It's one of the Shir Hamalos, and this is one where David apparently is the author. Samachti b'omrim li beis Hashem neilech. So I rejoiced when they said to me that we should go to the house of Hashem. Omdos hay ragleinu b'sha'arayach Yerushalayim. Our feet stood in your gates, Yerushalayim. So now David he's talking to Yerushalayim, right? Our feet stood in your gates, Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim habnuya, the built-up city, ke'ir shechubra layachtav, the city which was united together. It's the title of the shir. Shesham alush vatim, that's where the tribes would go. Seems to be referencing Aliyah l'regel. Shivteka, the tribes of Hashem. It's interesting why we know who the Shvatim are. Why does David have to like pause to call them the Shivteka? But that's there. Idus li Yisrael, it's a testimony for Yisrael. The Mefarshim will need to explain what the testimony is. Lehodos l'shem Hashem, to give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki shama yashvu kisos l'mishpat, there in Yerushalayim were thrones or seats for judgment. Also needs to be explained who is judging and what is judging. Kisos l'beis David, the throne for the house of David. And then the last four psukim all go together. Shalu shalom Yerushalayim, right, daver or ask for peace for Yerushalayim. Yishalayu o'avayach, may those who love you have shalva. I'm not sure why the 1917 JPS translates this as prosperity. Shalva we usually translate as like contentment, harmony, right? Shalom and shalva go together. We'll see what the Malbim says about that in a little bit. Yishalom b'chaylech, so peace in your walls. Shalva ba'armanosayach, again, right? So harmony in your palaces. L'man achai v'rei'ai adabrana shalom bach. On behalf of my brothers and friends, I will say peace for within you, Yerushalayim. L'man beis Hashem Elokeinu avak shatov lach. For the house of Hashem, I'll ask for good for you. So this is all David HaMelech speaking to Yerushalayim. The clear theme of the parak, we'll come back to this at the end, is shalom, especially at the end, where shalom comes up 1, 2, 3 times. Shalu shalom Yerushalayim, yi shalom b'cheilech. Adabra na shalom bach. And we know the very name of the city, Yerushalayim itself. Yerushalayim is a combination of Yeru, when by the Akedah, Torah says, Bahar Hashem Yireh, on this mountain either Hashem will see or Hashem will appear. Hashem appears in Yerushalayim. And Yerushalayim, the city of peace. So both of those, the truth is, right, seem to be referenced in the parak over here. This is the house of Hashem is in Yerushalayim, and Yerushalayim is the city of peace. All right. So the first question I want to clarify in the parak as a whole is, who is this parak written for? It's something the Mefarshim jump in on the spot. One thing we seem to know is that the parak was written by David HaMelech, Shir Malos LeDavid, which raises a clear question, because the parak makes it sound as if, well, they're coming to the Beis HaMikdash, right? But David didn't build the Beis HaMikdash. So what's going on? You know, if this was... What? Sharach, so there are gates, and David obviously is the one who conquers Yerushalayim, and it's being built up as a beautiful city. And we did say for Shmuel, we saw Yoav being in charge of some of the building of Yerushalayim. But who is coming? It seems like the psukim we're talking about going on Aliyah L'Regel. Sham Olu Shvatim. All the Shvatim come together to Yerushalayim. Mm-hmm. That doesn't happen until Shlomo builds the Beis HaMikdash, right?
But at this point,
So I think that's actually the simplest way of understanding that. That's one of the three interpretations that Ibn Ezra gives, and the Rashbam gives it as well, is that even though the Mikdash was not built until a few years into the reign of King Shlomo, David Melech, this is the Haftorah for Parshas Shmini, long Haftorah, brings the Aron into Yerushalayim. David HaMelech Davin's there, so there is certainly an Ohel, a Mishkan with the Aron there. It seems as if, you know, unclear if Karbanos are yet being offered there, but that the Rashbam and Ibn Ezra both suggest that this is happening even before the building of the Beis HaMikdash. People would come to Yerushalayim, that's where the Aron is, there still is a tent, and so that is one possibility. That this already is something that David is describing that is happening in his own generation. Ibn Ezra quotes two other possibilities, and the Radak quotes cites a third. So Ibn Ezra, the other possibilities are that David is writing this prophetically. Of course, everything in Tehillim is written with Ruach HaKodesh, and so it could be David HaMelech knows full well that the Mikdash is going to be built by Shlomo HaMelech, and the Psukim in Divrei Hayamim and in Shmuel describe a lot of the preparation, especially in Divrei Hayamim, describe the preparations that David does for the Beis HaMikdash. So it would follow to reason, as one of the, you know, the great Mishorer Tehillim, that David would write Tehillim for, you know, when the Mikdash will be built. So Shlomo, I've given you gold, I've given you materials, I've given you the goren of a Ravna and Harabayas to build the Beis HaMikdash, and part of that preparation is, look, I even have, you know, Tilm Kuf Chav Beis, which is his prophetic vision or anticipation of what's going to take place. That is the first suggestion the Ibn Ezra quotes over here. The third suggestion Ibn Ezra has, the Yesh Omrim here, Ibn Ezra, he says, perhaps this is Al Bayas HaShlishi. He said it could be that this is a prophetic parak for the third Beis HaMikdash, the ultimate geula. We'll see at the end of the shir some of the ultimate redemption themes that are going to be laden in this parak over here. Definitely something important for us to think about as we approach Yom Yerushalayim. But that's one of the suggestions that that Ibn Ezra has. I mean, the whole parak is so idyllic. You know, there's not like an ounce of tension in here. Everything is perfect and glorious. We're coming to Shalayim. There's peace. It's happy. It's serene. For this to be a reference to the time of Mashiach is something that Ibn Ezra thinks is a possibility. There's one more possibility. I just wanted to throw it out there. It does not really seem to be the pshat in the parak as a whole, honestly. We'll show one reason why in a second. But you see Radak, right? The third source over here on page one. So the Radak suggests some Mizmor Hazeh Ma'amar Bnei HaGalut. So the Radak suggests that David HaMelech actually wrote this not for the next generation when Shlomo is building Beis HaMikdash, and not for the ultimate generation of Mashiach. The Radak says this is actually a chizuk. This is a parak that David writes for the time when we're in exile. And he says, Mirov Tava Tam Lebinyana Beit HaMikdash, the desire, the unbelievable desire that they're going to have to build a Beis HaMikdash. David personally could probably relate to that feeling, because more than anything else in the world, he wants to build a Mikdash, right? And Hashem tells him, Atalo Sivna Bayis, you're not going to build it. So David in his mind's eye can build the Mikdash that never was. He surely can relate to the feeling of Bnei Yisrael when they're going to be in exile. What did it feel like when they did have that, and they lost it, and they wanted back? That is how the Radak reads the parak over here. I could do a whole separate read the way he reads it. You know, the clear advantage he has is that some of the psukim do seem to be written in past tense. You know, omdos hayu raglin, we used to stand there. The reason I say it doesn't seem to be the pshat is that the whole that doesn't seem to be like real past tense. It seems to be, you know, our legs have stood there. You know, the shvatim have gone there. It's something that's constant. The end of the parak, Yehi Shalom B'Chelech Shavar B'Manasech, it sounds like it's an active current prayer. The beginning, the very, very beginning of the Mizmor, Samachti, you know, I rejoiced, or I have rejoiced. It doesn't really sound like, you know, that's a tone you'd set for mournful being in the Gullus and, you know, I used to have this. But that's the suggestion of the Radak. I just want to put it out there. Some of the modern Mepharshim, you know, so in the Rav Salman, the VPM, and Amos Chacham in the Dat Mikra, so they suggest that there was a very concrete purpose to this Mizmor. I thought it was interesting. And they quote Yerushalmi, which really boosts it, which is, it says, this Mizmor, regardless of whether we say it was written in the time of David HaMelech for his time, as we suggested before, when they're coming already to his Mishkan, or if it's written for the coming generation, for when Shlomo builds the Beis HaMikdash, the idea being that this Mizmor was something that Jews would sing together as they went on Aliyah LeRegel, of which the Yerushalmi actually says explicitly in Maseches Bikurim. You know, the Mishnayos and Bikurim describe, as they're bringing the fruits, so everyone come together to a central gathering point, and there was a whole lot of pomp and circumstance, everybody singing and dancing as they see the people off, as they go to Yerushalayim, bringing the first fruits, bringing the Bikurim. I guess Shavuos is coming up, so it's an appropriate time to think about that, because Shavuos is the festival of the first fruits. And then you look at the Gemara says, Baderech hayu omrim, on their way to Yerushalayim, they used to say, Samachti ba'omrim li beis Hashem neilech. The beginning of the parak, we would rejoice, as they would say, who's they? Omrim li. Who's telling me, let's go to the beis HaMikdash? It's my neighbors and friends. Achai v'rei'ai, later on in the parak. Our community. We're all going to go to Yerushalayim. And the Yerushalmi says they would sing this as they would go. We could see the image of them going to Yerushalayim down the road, and they're singing, Samachti ba'omrim li beis Hashem neilech. And then the Gemara continues after the period. B'Yerushalayim hayu omrim. What would they sing, the people on Aliyah LeRegel, once they got to Yerushalayim? Omdos hayu ragleinu b'sha'arayach Yerushalayim. We say, our feet are standing in your gates, Yerushalayim. So they would sing different parts of the Mizmor as they got closer to Yerushalayim. Okay, all right. So that's who this is for, regardless of what generation it is. You know, the idea that it's being done for the people going on Aliyah LeRegel, there are themes of Aliyah LeRegel in the Mizmor, and that's what the Gemara says over here. Okay. So now let's turn to page number 2. And what I want to do here is, well, since the parak is only 9 psukim long, so we can pretty efficiently go through the 9 psukim with some of the highlights of the Mepharshim. What I did here with the boxes was try to show that the one way to divide up the Mizmor is in a few stanzas. There are really 5 stanzas, I think, which highlights the fact that one pasuk kind of stands out. So pasuk aleph and pasuk beis very clearly go together. You see from the blue ink, because I was able to use our color printer, where we say, Samachti ba'omrim li beis Hashem neilech, will go to Hashem's house, pasuk aleph, omdos hayu ragleinu b'sha'arayach, and our legs stood in your gates. We just saw a second ago the Yerushalmi linked those two. We're walking to Yerushalayim, Pasuk Aleph. We're standing in Yerushalayim, Pasuk Beis. So there's a flow from one Pasuk to the other. These two Pesukim go together. The Malbim has a beautiful, beautiful read of the Parak as a whole, and these Pesukim in particular. If you look at the beginning of the Malbim that I quoted over here, so he says, what is going on in this whole Parak? So he's very taken by the theme of unity. We've got Irsha Chubra LaYachtav. And he writes the red ink over here. Mitzayir es ha'uma bichlala keguf echad. Our parak describes the whole nation like one body. And Yerushalayim itself represents that. Right? The reason why David HaMelech, the capital of Yerushalayim, it's smack in the middle of everybody. Yerushalayim is the city of unity. There's no particular Shevet that owns Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim belongs to all the Shvatim. Where it says Lo Nischalka LeShvatim, it wasn't divided up. It's geographically between, you know, you have Yehuda on one side, you have Ephraim on the other side, Yosef, and Yerushalayim is really smack in the middle. That becomes disaster for, you know, strategically when the Malchus breaks in half, you know, because all of a sudden it's like in the Civil War where we had Washington D.C. was like right on the border of the South. It was Washington, D.C. was a great centrally located capital between North and South when we were one country. Then the country breaks in two, and the North has to like frantically defend Washington, D.C. So the same exact thing happens to Malchus Yehuda, where Yerushalayim is centrally located, and then once the North breaks off into the Ten Shvatim, the early kings of Yehuda have a lot of trouble because Yerushalayim goes from a central city to a border city. But so it's a central city. It unites the nation. And the Malbim writes, the whole parak describes us, Hamurkav me'evarim pratim shonim. Right? We're a body. All of Klal Yisrael is a body made up of different individual limbs. V'Yerushalayim hi ha'ir shechubra la yachtav. Yerushalayim is the city which unites all of us together. V'yishchabru ha'evarim ha'pratim lios guf shalem. Yerushalayim unites Binyamin, Yehuda, Ephraim, every from wherever they go. Where is the one place where everyone converges? Any city, where is every Jew daven facing towards? You know, southern hemisphere, northern hemisphere, we're all facing towards Yerushalayim. Okay, and go to different shuls and people can have different shitos, which way they should face to face towards Yerushalayim, but we all look towards the same city, the unity that Yerushalayim represents. That's what the Malbim thinks our parak is all about. What are we doing when we say, base samachti ba'omrim li base Hashem nelech? All right, I rejoiced when they said to me, let's go to Hashem's house. Yeah, the other day I was talking to somebody about driving versus flying to the East Coast, and with little kids in the car. So, you know, what's the least bad way to make the drive? The answer is there's none. So, you know, it's a little bit of a surprise. Like, you know, samachti, like at the beginning of the trip, it's all, you know, it's a little daunting. I wouldn't say samachti when we load up the car. I would say samachti when we get there, right? So why does the parak begin? Okay, let's go, road trip, let's get everybody ready. So the Malbim says, well, no. Gam od b'terem navo el beis Hashem. Even before we got there, even as we first begin thinking of Yerushalayim, already we begin to feel the glow. We begin to feel the uniting power of Yerushalayim. The fact that we say, I'm going to Yerushalayim, that already begins to inspire us. And then the Malbim says, what happens one pasuk later? And then once we actually stand there, now we're really feeling the power. We're really feeling the uniting impact of Yerushalayim as we're all standing there secured. Omdos ha'yiragleinu, you know, firmly planted, united all of us together in Yerushalayim. We feel the power as we begin to approach it, and we feel the power even more as we even get there. Okay. Ibn Ezra and Radak, we don't need to read it inside. They have complimentary images, which I thought were nice. Ibn Ezra said, like, why are we standing in the gates? We shouldn't stand in the gates. We should stand in the Mikdash. That's where the ultimate destination is. So Ibn Ezra suggests, yeah, the city was so crowded. There was so much traffic. You know, the signs may be up there saying, don't block the box. But, you know, the Jews don't listen to signs. We were blocking the box. We're in the we're standing in the gates because it's so crowded. Everybody is converging. This image of everybody coming there to Yerushalayim, we were standing in the gates because we couldn't even get farther than that. That's the image the Ibn Ezra gives. The Radak has a similar image. He just says, we stood in the gates and we turned around. And when we looked outside the gates of Yerushalayim, we finally get there. We look behind us and what do we see? More and more and more people who are coming in behind us. Yeah, exactly, right? Just everybody converging. So the unity, the converging, that's the excitement and the thrill and the inspiration which these couple of pasukim here are beginning with. Now, pasuk Gimel is the only pasuk which doesn't clearly fit with another with a pair. Yerushalayim ha'benuya ki'ir shachubra la'yachtav. Probably the reason why this pasuk stands alone is that this is the most important pasuk in the whole Mizmor. Right? Usually when you have, when David sets it up this way, that one pasuk stands out, it doesn't totally fit in, so it's putting a neon light on that sign. And here it's because this is what Yerushalayim is all about. The ir shachubra la'yachtav, the city which is all built together, the city which unites everybody. The Malbim is onto that right away. He says, this is the city which she'ela uba'avura yischabru ha'evarim ha'pratim shalaguf ha'kole lachtav liyos kaguf echad. Yerushalayim is the city which towards it and on its behalf all the different pieces of Am Yisrael come together. It is a city that is all about unity. That is the defining element of Yerushalayim. We don't want to have anything else to clutter that message. That is a standalone pasuk. Yerushalayim is the city which stands together. the Ibn Ezra has an interesting line. I thought this was interesting. If you look at what he says Yerushalayim, Haisa domeh b'shalosh regalim. It was similar during the shalosh regalim. L'medina she'eschabru ela kol b'neosa misaviv b'eis ha'pachar. Like a city where everybody crowds in during a time of fear. Ibn Ezra is pointing out, when do people normally all pour into the city? When there's a siege, right? There's a siege, there's a war. People pour into a city for defense. The beauty and the uniqueness of Yerushalayim is, what other city is there? What other moment do you have when you find everybody from all around pouring into the city of Yerushalayim, but not for war, but the theme of the whole parak is peace, right? Is shalom. Coming together, Am Yisrael being one, coming to the Beis Hashem. The fact that, you know, the phenomenon of people coming to a city is like we have a war, just highlights the fact that Yerushalayim and the experience we have when we go on a Leil HaRegel is completely the exact opposite of what you have with every other city. Every other city, the reason why it has walls is to keep other people out. The reason why Yerushalayim has walls is to keep us all in when we come on Aliyah HaRegel. It's keeping us all together. Okay, let's skip. I'll just put a feeler out there. Rashi goes in a different direction. Rashi quotes the Gemara, which we're not really in position to understand yet. We'll come back to it at the end of the shiur. If you look at the second line of Rashi, so Rashi says, Rabosenu Amru, Yish Yerushalayim binuya bashamayim, v'asida Yerushalayim shalmata liyos kamosa. This idea that the Yerushalayim in Shamayim. So that idea comes from this pasuk, actually. Because Rashi, the Gemara, is reading, and, you know, read a simple read of the pasuk. We'll hold off on the broader message until later. What do I mean? Yerushalayim ha-bnuya, the built city of Yerushalayim, ke'ir shechubra la-yachtav, is like the city where everyone is coming together. What do you mean Yerushalayim is like the city? There's one city we're talking about here. We're talking about Yerushalayim. What city is Yerushalayim like? So earlier Rashi has the suggestion, it's comparing Yerushalayim to Shiloh, the previous place where we had a long-term Mishkan. But the Gemara is suggesting that there is a link between Yerushalayim HaBnuya, the built-up Yerushalayim in Shamayim, the ideal perfect Yerushalayim, is parallel to this Yerushalayim that was built up by Bnei Yisrael, this Yerushalayim on the ground. What is the idea behind that and how it fits into the broader theme of the parak? Just hold off on that and we'll come back to it later on. Okay, now let's proceed to Pasuk Dalet and Pasuk Hey. Now you can see the pattern of the stanzas, the two psukim, reasserts itself. Pasuk Dalet, Shesham Alu Shvatim. There is where the Shvatim are going. Pasuk Hey, Kishama Yashvu Kisos. And there we have the seats of judgment. So the question that all Mepharshim need to clarify here is, when the pasuk says Shamalu Shvatim Shivteka Edus Li Yisrael, what's the testimony? What's the testimony that's happening when we all come, all the Shvatim are coming together to thank Hashem? So the Radak suggests that the testimony was the fact that all of us were able to fit. Right? One of the miracles in Beis HaMikdash was that we were somehow all able to cram into Yerushalayim. All the Shvatim somehow come into Yerushalayim, Lehodos L'Shem Hashem. And the fact that we're able to do that is a testimony to the fact that Hashem has chosen us and that Hashem wants us to be here. And the reason why He wants us to be here is Lehodos L'Shem Hashem. That's a suggestion that the Radak makes. Okay, if you look at the Malbim, so the Malbim, sticking with the theme of unity, so he writes, Ki l'sham alu shvatim shivteka, the shvatim are going. Now, you might wonder, like, why does the Navi have to call us the shivteka? Like, we know who the shvatim are. So I wonder that. So the Malbim writes, V'eschabru kulam aidei ha'ir hazos. All of the shvatim are united by this city, right? They're all coming together. Ad shehi edus li Yisrael, shehim gayachad misachtim. The Eidos here, the testimony, is Yerushalayim itself. You want to know what? Prove to me that we're one nation. Come on. We're different Shvatim. We're different Minhagim. We fight all the time. What's the proof that we're one nation? Malbim says that that's the Yerushalayim is a testimony. You look and you see everybody coming together. The Shvatim. And we're Shivteka. We're not Binyamin, Ruvain, Levi, all of us are the Shvatim of Hashem. We all have the same identity of being connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the vision of us united in Yerushalayim is the proof of that. Adshi Edus LiYisrael Shehim Goyachad Misachdim. After the Red, the Malbim writes, Masha Kulam Miskabtzim Sham B'Shalosh Madei Hashanah. We all come together 3 times a year. And why do we come? L'tachlis Echad. Everybody comes together for one purpose. We're all united in our destination. We're united in our purpose. L'Hodos L'Seim Hashem. We're all coming for the same reason. That's the image of unity that Yerushalayim is all about. Okay. Let's skip the next couple of Mepharshim for now, and let's go on to Pasuk Vav and to Pasuk Zayin. So, again, we have another stanza over here, right? And you can notice, actually, that the links between the Psukim intensifies as the parak goes on. The earlier couple, we had, you know, the one link. Beis Hashem, we're walking, Beis Hashem, we're standing in Yerushalayim. Shama lu shvatim, shama yasu kisos. There, over there, the shvatim went, over there, the thrones sat. The next stanza, the second to last one, we have not just one link between the psukim, we have two links between the psukim, right? They begin the same way, sha'alu shalom Yerushalayim, and yehi shalom b'chaylech. They begin the same way. We also have a similar word, the same word at the end, where in Pasuk Vav we say, yishloyu ohavayech, we want shalva for those who love Yerushalayim, we want harmony for those who love Yerushalayim, and shalva b'amenosayech, we want shalva for those who are, for your palaces. So the idea of unity is even being baked into the Mizmor itself. You see that? Like the Psukim themselves, they're linked in Aleph and Beis, they're linked in Dalet and Hay, they're more linked in Vav and Zion, and then just you look for a second at Ches and Tes. Ches and Tes, they're super linked. That's why those two Psukim are the song, right? L'man achai v'rei adabra na shalom bach. On behalf of my brothers, I'll ask for peace. L'man beis Hashem Elokeinu, on behalf of the house of Hashem, avak shatov lach, I'll ask for good. They're basically completely parallel, psukim ches and tes. Everything is becoming closer and closer together over the course of the Mizmor. Now, we should just note, what is the Pasuk Zayin, what is the chel? You know, peace in your chel and peace in your palaces. So the Radak and the Ibn Ezra, they say something similar. The chel, they suggest, is, you know, in the Beis HaMikdash, the chel was the outer ring, the outer fence on the Harabayas. Non-Jews could not go past the chel. So they suggest here the chel was an outer barrier. He says it's a moat, right? The moat you'd have outside the city is called a chel, says Radak. And then what are the armanotes? So those are the palaces, the very tall buildings. So this idea of, you know, everything being united when it comes to Yerushalayim, from the lowest ditch to the small, to the tallest palace, to the tallest tower, they're all coming together, right? Shalom for the chel on the bottom and shalva for the palace on the top. There's no discrimination. There's no distinction. Everything is coming together. That's the image that we keep on getting from Yerushalayim. Now, the Malbim, has sticking with the theme of unity, has a beautiful, beautiful read of Pasuk Vav. So we say, Shalu Shalom Yerushalayim, Davin for peace for Yerushalayim, Yishloyu Ohavayech. Right? We want harmony for those who love you. So the Malbim explains what's going on right here. The Malbim says, if you look at the red, right? So if you don't know, where's the peace going to come from? Sheshloma Talui, the peace of Yerushalayim, it hinges upon Im Ha'ivarim HaKochot Shebigviya Mekusharim V'yesh Lahem Shalom Yachtav. If the people living in Yerushalayim have peace within each other, they have shalva. He explains, shalva means inner harmony. Shalom means peace between different groups. Shalva means like an inner serenity, an inner harmony. So the Malbim says, if we have a city where the people themselves are serene, the people themselves have harmony, then the city as a whole is going to have shalom. Continuing the third line, Ki be'es yaseh pirud b'neihem, az yavo hamaves. If there's division between the people, then death comes into the city. As we've seen, you know, whenever there was Yerushalayim was conquered, there was total division in Am Yisrael. Kain im yish alu shalom Yerushalayim. You want to know how you're going to get peace in Yerushalayim? Nomar ha'tshuva will give the answer. Sheshloma taloi im yishlay ohavayach. If the people who love you are in harmony, are in shalva, then you can have shalom. If they have inner peace, then there's going to be peace in the broader city. If you want to have national unity, so we can't just sit there and say, come on, the politicians, the government, the community leaders. No, where does unity begin? Begins on the small scale. Begins with every individual, every family, every small community, and building out from there. That's the explanation from the Malbim. In the last couple of psukim, before we turn to the end and look at the parak as a whole, so we talk about our brothers. So who are achai v'rei'ai? So Rashi writes achai v'rei'ai means all Klal Yisrael. Yeah, right. Which makes sense because in such a theme of a parak where we're all together, so achai v'rei'ai is everybody. Every Jew is my brother. Every Jew is my friend. We're all united. That's what Rashi says. The Malbim reads this the same way. The Malbim asks, and the Malbim is always so sensitive to detail, so what is the difference between the shalom that we ask for and the tov, and the good? So the Malbim suggests that when it comes to kibbutz medini, I guess, you want to call it like political unity, interpersonal unity, social unity, achai v'rei'ai, my friends, that is where we daven for shalom. The goal when it comes to all of us together is peace. But now it's time to transition a little bit. There's an extra theme in the parak, because besides just talking about unity, the parak also mentioned the Beis Hashem. I mean, the parak ends here with Beis Hashem. The Beis Hamikdash is there. The Shechina is there. The Malbim writes that when it comes to having HaKadosh Baruch Hu among us, it's not just enough to have shalom. You know, the Dor HaFlaga, Migdal Bava, they were buddies. They had peace between them. But inner harmony is not just enough to have Kedusha. If you want Kedusha, you need the next level. The foundation is Shalom, but then the next level, you need something which is much, much more than that. You need Tov, which he says is Tale B'mitzvos Uvimas and Tovim. The Malbim says, that's why the Torah says, the Pasuk says, Adabra Shalom, I'll just speak for peace. But Avaksha Tov, what does the difference mean to speak and Levakesh? Levakesh means to really request or to seek, to look out for. It says the tov, the higher level, is something which is not nearly as obvious. You know, unity is pretty easy. Usually, you know, when people are not getting along, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out what they need to do. It's the fact that we have so many flaws that prevents us from doing it. But what the Torah is, what the mitzvahs are, how to get Kedusha, that already takes a lot of thought, a lot of analysis. That's Avaksha Tov Lach, is the suggestion of the Malbim. Fine. If we turn now to page 4, so I want to take a step back for the last few minutes over here and see like the overall structure of the parak, and to show how the parak itself is a parak of unity. We've seen this to some degree. One way we saw this structurally was the way the pairs were more and more and more connected as we proceeded over the course of the Mizmor. But if you look, right, so we said, pointed out Pasuk Aleph and Pasuk Beis were linked, right? They told me we're going to go, Neilech, the Beis Hashem, Omdos Hayu Raglein, and Pasuk Beis were standing. So Pasuk Aleph flows into Pasuk Beis. Pasuk Beis then flows into Pasuk Gimel. We were in your gates, b'sha'arayach Yerushalayim. And in Pasuk Gimel, Yerushalayim ha'benuyah. The David structures the parak in a way that the unity, every pasuk, is flowing into the next one. Pasuk Dalet, Shasham, where? The Yerushalayim of Pasuk Gimel. Now let's talk about that Yerushalayim Pasuk Dalet. There the Shvatim went. Kishama, the same word, Pasuk Hey, Yeshvu, Kisos LeMishpat, Kisos LeBeis David, the thrones of judgment. By the way, the Malbim understands here that what's the judgment and the throne? So he says this is Torah, this is the Sanhedrin, which has to stand in Yerushalayim. Torah leadership comes out of Yerushalayim, and political leadership comes out of Yerushalayim. The two engines for Jewish unity. Jewish political unity under David, and Jewish religious unity under the Sanhedrin. What's the halacha if somebody gives a psak against the Sanhedrin? It's a bad idea. Zaken Mamre, it's a chi of Misa. We need Torah unity is absolutely essential. So those are also flowing out of Yerushalayim. And then we get to Vav Zayin Ches and Tes, is its own kind of section over here. And now the unities we've seen just comes more and more and more. the theme, Shalom, Shalom, Shalva, Shalva comes up again and again. Laman, Laman, right? The Pesukim themselves are linked together. And then what do we have in Pasuk Tes? Not only does every Pasuk flow into the next one, but Pasuk Tes even circles us back to Pasuk Aleph. Because what do we have in Pasuk Aleph and Pasuk Tes? The Beis Hashem, right? So the Beis Hashem, you know, one way to think of it is, what is it about Yerushalayim that keeps us all together? It's not just some city on a map, right? The Beis Hashem is the unifying force which is holding everything together. It is the city of unity. Now, the last three makaros I put on here, go back to the fact that what is it about? You know, it's Shalom. We said Yerushalayim is more than just Shalom. Yerushalayim is the Hashem's city. It's not a coincidence that Hashem's city is the city of Shalom, because Shalom is so essential to what Kadosh Baruch Hu is all about. The uniting that happens in Yerushalayim, it's not just a uniting of the people, it's not just a uniting of the Shvatim, it's a place for all of us to unite with Ribono Shalom, right? So we all unite, but Chibur LaYachdav is not just us on earth, it's also us with Ribono Shalom. That is the idea behind the Gemara and Tainus that Rashi referenced before. The Gemara says, "Mi ikar Yerushalayim lamala." What? There's an upper. There's a Yerushalayim in Shemayim. In dechsev Yerushalayim habenuya ki irsha chubra layachdav. There is the total virtual match. There's Yerushalayim on the earth, Yerushalayim in Shemayim. Those ideas of, you know, Hashem is there and it's our city. It's also the city of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara in Shabbos, which says you're not allowed to say Shalom in a bathroom or a bathhouse. So why can't you say Shalom in a bathhouse?
Name of Hashem.
Name of Hashem, exactly, right? It's a real halacha. Halacha, Shem Gufe Kari Shalom. One of Hashem's very names is Shalom. Okay, what else is named Shalom? Yerushalayim, right? Yerushalayim has the name Shalom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the name Shalom. All of this is coming together. It is the city that unites us, and it's the city that unites us with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The last verse I put on here is from the Medrash Tanchuma. Medrash is talking about the Zevach HaShlamim, which we normally translate as the peace offering. What is the job of the Karban Shlamim? It's to Todah. But it's right that bond, Osin Shalom Ben Yisrael La'avim Shabbat Shamayim. It's the Karban where the Jew has a piece of meat, all his friends have some meat and family, the Kohen has some, and it's even shared between the Kadosh Baruch Hu and us. When we go on Aliyah L'Regel, what everyone is doing is they're bringing Karbanot Shlamim. The Medrash continues about the greatness of Shalom, and then the Medrash concludes, Ul'olam Haba, the last two lines of the Medrash, Kishe Yachzer Kadosh Baruch Hu Es HaGalios LYerushalayim, when Hashem brings the exile back to Yerushalayim, B'Shalom Hu Machziran, he's going to bring us back in Shalom, he's going to bring us back with peace. Shneamar, Shalu Shalom Yerushalayim, Daven for the peace of Yerushalayim. You know, there are other civilizations out there. We think of Rome. You know, the god of Rome is Mars, and what are they? The trademark was the triumph, right? The Ark of Titus. Everybody's celebrating another conquest, another military victory. The strength and the military power of the capital city. That's how civilizations would look at their foundation. Yerushalayim, it's all about Shalom, right? In the moment it's about Shalom, it's about us together, us and Hashem. And the ultimate vision we have is not for, you know, conquest and destroying our enemies. Sorry, the Medrash says over here, the ultimate vision we have for the Geula, Meher V'Yameinu, is B'Shalom Hu Machziran, Shnemar Shalu Shalom Yerushalayim. So Meher V'Yameinu, as we pray to celebrate Yom Yerushalayim, we should merit to see this fully realized in our day.
Amen.
Okay. Shkach, everybody.